Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was giving some background on how God led me to do my study on the book of 1 John. Let's start the week at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I would even depart from the Joel studies at time. I do that sometimes in our church right now. I'm going through the book of Nahum, and I may depart from it a month at a time, then come back for several weeks in a row, just going out of it, and then depart again. And so at that time, I was doing that with Joel and John. I just almost completely abandoned for a while preaching from it. It was months. And then I realized, after things kind of got straightened out, I realized that I need to go back. It just seemed like the Lord laid it on my heart to go back and finish the job. And what is funny is that when I had stopped preaching in 1 John, it was at 1 John 3:17 that we just covered. And so as we're going here into verse 18, it was like, boy, I did that so long ago, and it feels like I need to re-study. But then I just read through and said, you know what? This is really a continuation of verse 17. In my church, I've gone through a lot of books of the Bible, but I think in the New Testament, outside of the Gospels, I'm talking from Acts on, but the only book is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 through 13 it has, and I covered the first six chapters in my church on a Sunday, and for some reason or another, and that's been years ago. Just didn't feel led to do chapter 7 through 13, although I've preached from those chapters on numerous occasions. But God had me do other things, and I really believe it had me do those things, and I just never got back. I'd like to get back to it, but I never have. I'm just saying that sometimes God puts you on your back. And it was when I was on my back, I'd had a stroke and I was had some downtime, that I had much time to study and write my thoughts. So I did it on 1 John as well as on Nahum, and that was back in 2011, I believe, that I had that stroke. In 1 John 3:18, I used it years ago as a basis for, a little campaign that we had going on in our church. That's not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And we just said, you know what, saying we love God, but actually doing something for Him may be two different things. We serve God because we love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. And so, with all that background, I'm doing that to jump here into verse 18. Verse 18 is key to being the Christian God wants us to be, and really being the local church God wants your local church to be. We live in an age of apostasy. Itching ears and secularized churches that are feelings oriented. Anything goes, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And there are many churches that are that way today. You might say that we live in an age of compromise, of a weak, spineless Christianity that is seeking to pull us along with it. So, on the one hand, we must absolutely develop the capacity to resist such a pull, no matter who else goes with them, no matter how isolated we get, no matter how tired we get of taking such a stand. We're not going to grow weary in well-doing, our motive, our love. We're not going to grow weary of that and continue to stand, although our bodies may grow weary and tired in the labor of love, the labor of faith, the work of faith, the labor, the motive is love. So we must do this with a spirit of grace, cultivating a heart of love for those, even for those with whom we may disagree. I find it interesting in this day and age in which you and I live, that we, those that are my age, and I'm closing in on 70, another year, and 3 months from now I'll be 70. But I've seen a lot of changes take place in the church. I remember my first church, there was a lady that was talking to me about driving the horse and carriage, and they lived on a farm in Alabama, and she was born before the turn of her century, and her mother died when she was a little girl, but since she was the oldest child, she kind of became the cook and mother to the rest of the children. And she remembered the first automobile she saw. She remembered the first time an airplane flew over and it scared them all half to death. So she remembered things. Boy, what a change from what they saw to the modern automobile, the modern flights, the going to the moon and all these things into space. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And yet, with all that amazement, we that started my time, I mean, I was born in 1949, and I've seen a lot of changes, not only in our inventions and things of modern life, but I've seen some changes in the church. And so, along with those changes, it seems like I'm hearing more and more people attacking those founders, especially we that are in independent Baptists. I can talk about independent Baptists because I am one. Okay. As someone says, I are one. Well, I are one. Okay. And we independent Baptists, we've seen our growth, and we've seen great leaders. God used them tremendously. And yet in some of those cases, we know of sin, other things, just doing things in a wrong way, not immoral, not in a way that was thievery or something like that, just not the best wisdom. But you know what? They get criticized more so for how narrow-minded they were and how these standards have ruined generations after them. Well, to be quite honest with you, I'd sooner have the narrowness of those founders than I would the emptiness of those who ridicule them. You see, it's become fashionable to hurl all manner of accusation at our independent Baptist forefathers. But there are those who now turn away from everything those godly men ever taught, said, did, simply because this generation thinks they are the enlightened ones. Those men, their generation is past. We are enlightened. Oh, we know so much better than they. Well, that's the attitude that I just simply cannot abide. I would much rather have the positions and deeds of the previous independent Baptist generation with all of its faults than so much of the circus that passes for Christianity in America today. And don't write and ask for an apology. One would not be coming for telling the truth. So again, that's the day in which we live. Verses 18 through 24 of this chapter, this I put together almost as a paragraph, verses 17 through 24, really. And it just seems to be key in this passage. He says, "My little children." Now, we saw that when we started looking at this thing here, and he says, "My little children," here in verse 18. The Greek word itself has the idea of a small child, perhaps a toddler. And he's just finished verse 17 saying, "How dwelleth the love of God in him?" But we see a terminology of love saying, "My little children." So it's interesting that love is elementary in the Christian life. Some never grow to this point. They're kind of like toddlers. You ever see that toddler that says, "That's mine, mine, mine"? Well, these are just kind of like toddlers. Even in the nursery, they've got to have someone else's toy. Some Christians never progress past that point. Someone gets recognition for something they do. Maybe it's a song they sing. Maybe it's a Sunday school lesson they teach. Maybe it's something they do in the church. Maybe it's a cleaning. Maybe it's a poster. Maybe it's something else they fix or whatever. And boy, there are others that just don't like that we even recognize that person did something good for the Lord. And oh, they're overcome with a spirit of jealousy. Anytime you're jealous of someone, you are that person's servant. You're their slave. If someone that you're angry with, that you're jealous over, that just the mention of their name makes you upset and angry, you are their slave. If just the mention of their name or mentioning their name in a good light ruins your day, then my friend, you are their slave. And look, all of us have had people that have done us wrong. We've had people that's really hurt us pretty seriously in some ways and never apologized, never made it right, never told the truth. But I'm not going to become their slave. Sometimes we'll have here, we have a Christian school, and sometimes people with the school or the church, they leave. Maybe a teacher leaves, maybe parent withdraws their students, or maybe something else goes on. And they'll do something kind of like I call them parting shots.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.